BZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A Delta Airlines plane crashing during landing at Toronto's International Airport turns upside down, goes on fire, but all 80 passengers and crew survived. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flynn.
Airport emergency workers mounted a textbook response, reaching the site within minutes and quickly evacuating the passengers.
At least 17 people in the hospital, but all injuries are non-life-threatening. Brutal cold as a polar vortex descends on the Rockies and the Northern Plains today, and wind chills dropping to 60 below in parts of North Dakota. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state. As we enter the height of tax season, some 15,000 IRS employees could be next to hit President Trump and Elon Musk's Doge chopping block. The White House saying that Trump is rooting out fraud, no evidence provided. The Kremlin saying Russia and U.S. officials will meet in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to hash out a peace plan for Ukraine. Not at the talks, Ukraine. This is ABC News. A recent study showed the number of adults aged 26 to 34 diagnosed with autism increased by more than 450% over a 10-year period. That got some American adults wondering if they have autism.
There's no blood test or brain scan to diagnose autism. Pediatricians usually screen for it. It's mostly diagnosed in childhood. A range of intellectual, language, and social difficulties, autism is often associated with trouble communicating or a fixation on a certain pattern or a topic. But doctors say just because an adult likes a routine does not mean they're autistic. They're urging people to evaluate why they're pursuing an adult diagnosis, maybe if they were to need access to services that are not otherwise available. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
A measles outbreak, the worst West Texas has seen in 30 years. Cases doubling since February 1st. Health officials reporting 48 patients, all either unvaccinated or with unknown vaccination status. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, it's Big G. Join me and Greg Gunderson as we broadcast live at 101 FM, WHSM Muskie Country, from our downtown Hayward studios. We're live on February 22nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., covering the 51st Burker Biner, finishing right here in downtown Hayward. Spin the prize wheel to win great certificates from local businesses. Stop by for snacks and refreshments. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill in Hayward, Wisconsin.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully all less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrien Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Emilia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Broken clouds tonight, a few flurries and bitter cold. Lows near 25 below, wind chills 30 to 40 below with an extreme cold warning in effect. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, highs near 5 above. 20 to 25 below tomorrow night. Right now it's 7 below.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and veterans advocate and founder of Arizona Warriors, Jason Moon, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut it even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadigi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dagai. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, we have our friend, Dr. Stately, President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, stopping in here on his regular Monday. Good to see you, Dr. Stately.
Bonjour. How are you both?
Hey, hanging in there, trying to explain to people, anyone that wants to hear, that we are not DEI. We are a sovereign nation. We are a political faction, not a race. And so... that's been kind of my theme the last few days, especially with all this funding being messed with.
Yeah, there's that's going to take some education on the president's advisory people for sure. I don't think they understand sovereignty.
Well, they do. They want to take it over, and that's the frightening thing in a sense. Huh?
That's what Trump wants.
Yeah, well, Canada, he wants Canada to be the United States. He wants to take over the canal.
Take over Greenland.
Well, he wants to buy Greenland, but his checks aren't good, I hear.
I don't want to go there. But I see that he paused the tariffs today.
Well, just with Mexico, he's still he's calling that a victory too, so we know what he's doing. He's causing hell and then uncausing it and then calling it a victory and how great he is. And his first time around.
He's the senior architect of chaos.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's so old, but I'm just kidding. But, I don't know. I'm like just shocked. Like I went to, somebody came my office today holding a carton of eggs, and she's like, do you know how much these eggs were? I don't know, are they at $10 yet?
Right.
Yeah,
so you're like Wendy. She doesn't know how much gas is. I'm going, oh come on, it's $2.95, let's get it before it's $10.
Right, Where are the 295 or by your house? Yeah.
Yeah, they probably were sleeping behind the wheel because of the tariffs were going to happen. What, tomorrow is when they're.
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is like, I'm just reading this thing here. You struck a deal with Canada to delay them. But here's the thing is like Minnesota, the state of Minnesota specifically, I think he's doing it to punish our governor for running against him.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, but yeah, the state of Minnesota gets a significant amount of its energy from Canada. So
yeah,
it's going to be lights out for northern Minnesota if he gets his way, but.
Well, and I was in on a call, and a lot of the grant stuff isn't happening to some of our neighbor tribes here in Minnesota. I don't want to get too specific about that because it was a government-to-government kind of call, but how are you guys holding up? Were you able to get a lot of your grant money out of that tunnel when it was open for a little bit?
Well, I think when... effective last, I think it was probably Wednesday or Thursday, when the judge issued the order, right? So we were able to get into the portal to request our funding. Some of the funding that we have from like HRSA, Health Resources Services Administration, that portal we did our PMS drawdown and a few of it. Anyway, we were able to get it the next day, but it was like, wait, for 24 hours, we're like, oh, are we gonna? But you know, like the way the fund, yeah. I mean, here's what's interesting. I mean, I think most of the funding that federal grantees get, like us, we they're reimbursement grants. We spend the money first, and then we request the reimbursement. Right. And then we draw down what we've spent for the month. So it's right. not like, I don't know. I just like, I feel a little bit like he doesn't know how things work, but you know, but was anxiety producing for us. Was there for a few days where we weren't able to go into the portal and make a request to pull down, our reimbursements. So.
Yeah. Right. Like Thursday.
Okay. But no, we'll see how the rest of the week goes.
Thursday, we were talking about layoffs here in Indian Country, and then we got were able to draw down. But do you like how I said tunnel instead of portal? Oh,
tunnel.
Well, and it's interesting.
That's very 1969 of you.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I was thinking of the time tunnel. You know, I think you're too young for that, aren't you? You remember the time tunnel?
Yeah.
Wendy and I were watching the Time Tunnel in New York when we couldn't find anything else to watch. What a great series. Look it up if you haven't heard it, people that are listening, Time Tunnel. Yeah,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
This is the baby before you were born.
Yeah.
It's probably before, yeah.
Most of us are born. Yeah. I think it was possibly before television. I'm just kidding.
it was transitioning from black and white to color, I think. But yeah. I don't know. So
was there any protests on the east side today?
I don't know. I wasn't on the east side, but it's interesting you're talking about protest on Wednesday at noon. Every capital across the country is going to have an impeachment protest. And I'll be there with my American Indian Movement jean jacket and my red headband supporting and going out there, because that's a national protest that I'm not hearing too much about other than on Facebook. There it is right there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
All 50 states, 50 protests one day, Wednesday, right, Robert?
Yes. And you know, when we were talking earlier, I was confused about Wednesday and Tuesday, but no.
Oh.
But yeah.
I'm like, wait, I don't know what day.
Yeah. It is Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday it'll be at the Minnesota State Capitol. It'll be in every state at every state capitol building and starting at noon, Wednesday the 5th.
Wow. That's
it's the beginning of pushback, you know, and all these things that were done nationally, the House and the Senate were, you know, not in session. So they had their chance to shock and awe us, and with no response and no pushback. So we really need to talk to our politicians, Democrat and Republican, and speak our minds to them. And that's one of the things our listeners can do and reach out.
I mean, I'm hoping that, like, you know, what, you got a significant number of, like, young voters and those kinds of folks who are from the Republican Party who sort of, like, and even the Democrats or independents kind of swung in his direction. but I'm curious to see what will happen when those young folks and all those people who sort of, like, thought that that he was going to do things to lower the cost of their groceries and make gas affordable, housing affordable, all these things. Tariffs are going to make all those things go up significantly. Yeah. And they, hopefully they wake up.
Well, I've seen some TikToks, and when Wendy jumps on, she has a story of an Uber driver that's very upset that she voted for him. So there is pushback, but we also have the Kool-Aid drinkers out there that's saying, you know, we're going to go through some pain, and that's good, you know.
Yeah.
It's good
I mean, I think it is. Like, every decision you have has a consequence. That's what I tell my kids all the time. So if you don't study, if you don't do your due diligence and you make a poor decision, you got to live with the consequence. So if you're somebody who voted for him, live with the consequence and cry while you're eating your $100 eggs.
Right on. We'll be right back. Native Roots Radio. Ooh.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding healthcare, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, President and Executive Officer of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're just talking about some fun stuff here, but Dr. Stately, we had to cut you off here for a commercial. Do you want to finish that thought about $10 eggs and what's going on there?
I was just saying that, you know, people, I'm praying that people wake up, because the significant number of people who voted for him, I think, have their head in the sand most of the time. I've talked to a couple of people who are like relatives and friends who like, you know, they didn't want to vote for. I'm I'm befuddled because I want to talk about like what I think is a really not spoken a whole lot about thing, but it's I'm too hot about it right now. I'll probably where's your producer's finger on his button?
Like, yeah, he's we got a 7-second delay, so you're good. Back at the mothership, we'll give Patrick a forewarning there. Patrick, at that
point, like
be yeah, like Bobby so Wilson being
some
on.
Expletives here.
It'll be like Bobby Wilson being on. We always have to be careful.
I'm like I cannot believe the stupidity of human beings sometimes. I mean it really does. One of the things I will tell you is that, you know, like, I can't believe that people didn't understand, like, did they not reflect on his first, 4 years in office? Did they not spend time thinking about, like, okay, what would this look like this time around? Right. You know, he did the same thing last time. He implemented tariffs and things started to go up, right? And
on steel.
Yeah, right. And it's like I read this really interesting article yesterday on The Atlantic about tariffs, and like how most people don't understand how tariffs work, right? It was actually an article. The title of our article said something like the complexity of tariffs and why Trump doesn't understand them or something. Anyway, it was like, or the problem with Trump's tariffs. And what's interesting is like most people don't understand that, like, you know, a lot of the things that tariffs will impact are things like the actual products that they make or the things that they go into are things we don't see and we don't think of, right? They use a couple of different examples of that. Like the largest glass producer in the entire world, that importer that the United States uses for glass is in Mexico. They have a couple of plants in America and also in Canada, but the company is, their primary space of business is in Mexico. And then I love how the article was like, and you might not be that impacted by it because maybe you don't do a whole lot of buying of glass, right? You know, like you own the same set of glass you bought 25 years ago. But these people make big, huge sheets of glass, right, that are used in buildings and making windows for houses and all these other things. And it said, I bet you'll care about the cost of glass once you take a look at, like, how much the cost of your apartments will go up, the cost of your condos, your new housing, all these things. You'll care about how much glass costs when you're paying twice the amount of money that you paid for windows this year than you did 10 years ago.
Well, you know, a percentage of people are still going to blame the Democrats. It's the people that you're talking about that just don't pay attention and voted because they didn't like Kamala or they didn't like that Biden.
Well, I mean, I think people didn't vote for Kamala because they're just racist and they don't understand it. They're basically, they don't trust women and they don't trust black people. Right.
Right.
You know, I think, and I don't think they'll be openly transparent about admitting that. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of it. It's like, you know, the whole thing about like this whole conversation that people have been having. I listen to a lot of political news podcasts and stuff. I, you know, like I told you, I listen to Ezra Klein. Not that I don't love your show, but I love Ezra Klein as well. And then and you know, I listen to all these you know, radio Freakonomics and Radio News Hour and stuff like that. A lot of people are talking about how, like, you know, well, you know, the Democratic Party outspent, like, you know, the Republican Party, you know, significantly. You know, she spent $1 billion in like 4 months. And while that might be true, mm-hmm. billionaires, significantly oligarchs invested in him, they use their social media that have a value to them, correct? And right. A few other things. It's like, so like, you're like comparing apples and oranges here. These things are not the same thing. And then the other part of it is also, it's like, well, you know, we didn't really talk a whole lot about the, you know, how America has some significant problems with race still, and like right. the idea, you know, of electing a black and Indian, you know, child of immigrant parents into the president's office was a big challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I remember
back in the 1930s or 40s or 50s.
Yeah, I remember the first time around, Trump didn't have to pay for ads because the press was giving him free carte blanche. And again, a lot of this election loss, I blame on the corporate media because of the normalized all his BS. They never challenged it. They just reported it.
And like the big, huge ones, like, I mean, Washington Post, who is now owned by the guy who went to his inauguration and sat next to him at Mar-a-Lago and dinner,
right.
You know, Bezos was like, you know, he's like at the last minute, he, you know, he used his power as the publisher and the owner of
to not endorse.
To not endorse. And it's like, you know, I think the thing is that there's really like, so I hope that people begin to wake up and realize, like, you know, I mean, I was born and raised and grew up in an era when, you know, I read like 1984, and all of these like dystopian and sort of like, you know, and I was raised at the, you know, I was raised at the time that, you know, the civil rights movement was active. Born and raised during that time, as you know, my family was very involved in like AIM and protestation and all these other things. It's like I was very, as a child, I was very aware, and as a young person, I was very aware of just, you know, of how things worked and didn't work, and how wealth kept young, how kept poor people more and more disadvantaged because it kept them wealthy. Like, you know, and I think right. what I hope people begin to see is like, okay, well, you know, you elected a bunch of billionaires to sort of like help out and to run the country. And they're not going to like, they're not going to give you their money.
No.
They're going to make more money and you're going to have a lot less. And you're going to have a lot less that costs you more. You'll pay more for less. It's kind of like, you know, the package of cilantro that I bought last week at Aldi, which was smaller than the last bag I bought, but it was just as expensive and not more.
Sometimes that tastes like soap, I hear. But for me, I like a little cilantro.
I love a little cilantro, and I'm salty that I have to pay 25 cents more for it, you know, for less.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, one of the things I think I thought you were getting at the end of the first segment was that, you know, hopefully people, it will hit people that voted for him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And they'll whine around and then they'll blame the Democrats for something.
Right.
Like, why didn't you stop him?
Right. It's funny.
Oh, wait. Do I have to vote for you to stop him? Or I thought you were going to stop him.
Wendy was here listening and she laughed too when you said that. Right, Wendy?
Yeah, I think the whole thing is just ridiculous. Robert mentioned that I was in an Uber the other night and it was a woman. And I was talking about, she's picked me up from the mall. I went to the movies and I just said, wow, I haven't been in the mall in so long and things have really changed. And, you know, there's a lot of places that have a lot of shops that are empty and mm-hmm. I don't know. And she goes, well, maybe Trump will fix all that. I was like, what?
Wow.
Really? Are you really serious? I said, you voted for him? And she said, yeah, I voted for him. And I was just like, it took me back, first of all. Should I say?
Yeah.
Okay. So she was an African-American woman. She had an accent. I asked her where she came from. And she said, well, I was born in Ethiopia. I've been in the United States for, you know, 20 something years. And I just said to her, well, what made you vote for him? I don't get that. Like, if anything, I would imagine that she would want to stand with another woman that looked like her. It just kind of shocked me. But anyway, she said it was because he's Christian. That was her answer. He's Christian.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Anyway, it's scary out there.
Well, Dr. Yeah. Stately, thanks again for stopping in. I know you got an important appointment.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A Delta Airlines plane crashing during landing at Toronto's International Airport turns upside down, goes on fire, but
All 80 passengers and crew survived. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flynn.
Airport emergency workers mounted a textbook response, reaching the site within minutes and quickly evacuating the passengers.
At least 17 people in the hospital, but all injuries are non-life-threatening. Brutal cold as a polar vortex descends on the Rockies and the Northern Plains today, and wind chills dropping to 60 below in parts of North Dakota. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state. As we enter the height of tax season, some 15,000 IRS employees could be next to hit President Trump and Elon Musk's Doge chopping block. The White House saying that Trump is rooting out fraud, no evidence provided. The Kremlin saying Russia and U.S. officials will meet in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to hash out a peace plan for Ukraine. Not at the talks, Ukraine. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years, just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully a lot less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tanjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Broken clouds tonight, a few flurries and bitter cold. Lows near 25 below, wind chills 30 to 40 below with an extreme cold warning in effect. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, highs near 5 above. 20 to 25 below tomorrow night. Right now it's 5 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, this is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio
Hoka Hicha.
Wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're back, and we're going to have Wendy come on in the fourth segment and talk about our sacred animals and what's on her mind. I just, before we have an update, too, that we'll talk about in this segment, but I just wanted to bring up what Dr. Stately brought up about Trump agrees to pause tariffs on Canada and Mexico after they pledged to boost border enforcement. What a crock. What a crock. I mean, yeah. There's 1% of fentanyl and people that are going through Canada and here to the United States. And he's just into punishing people. And I want to give to Haley a shout out. This was on the news yesterday. But several Minnesota restaurants and daycares closed today to protest Trump's immigration. And it's a, you know, I think it's a day without immigrants that they were, I don't know, celebrating or following through on. I just wanted to throw that out there, too.
Yeah, you're right. The nationwide movement titled A Day Without Immigrants aims to show the important role immigrants play in our society and the economy by having workers stay home Monday, closing the businesses temporarily and urging consumers to not shop. That was going on today here in Minnesota.
Yeah, right. And then again, we were talking about Wednesday that there will be a 50 protest in 50 states day one, they're calling it. So there may be more than just one. And again, there's one of the posters is reject fascism and defend equality and no to concentration camps, no to illegal ICE raids and deportations. No to transphobia, homophobia, sexism. First they came for the immigrants, and I did not speak out because I was not an immigrant. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That's on the poster, and we'll be out there protesting and joining forces, because that's one of the things we can do is to show our government and show the people around that we are not going to stand for this.
Yeah, exactly. So across 50 states, that'll be at each state capitol building starting at noon on Wednesday, February 5th, starting at noon. So dress warm.
Well, if it was today or tomorrow, did you hear the weather? It was below zero. I'm going, where'd that come from?
I know.
I didn't know it was going to be that cold.
I know.
I'm wimping out here.
Got some snowfall. And I think, those cold weather temps are back. Definitely like the wind chill. I know right now up north is like negative 15 already below. But MIWRC, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, put out a great post. As always, they're helping our unsheltered relatives in cold weather. So you can join their efforts to provide a safe space for relatives and navigate other services. Camp Ninokazi, the warming center at MIWRC Minneapolis, said that they will be open Monday, February 3rd, beginning at 10 a.m. and going until Tuesday tomorrow, February 4th, until 3 p.m. So community support is welcome. Please consider contributing anything if you can, like water, fresh meals, and other materials. Again, that's Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Hey, we do have a update, too, that was sent to you via smoke signal. I wonder if you can play that for our listening audience.
I would love to. This is coming from our friend Rayette Peltier, who is the communications specialist at the American Indian Family Center here in St. Paul.
Kujuha. Rayette Peltier here with the American Indian Family Center. I'm the marketing communications specialist. And this Monday, we have our recurring men's smudge and support group with Nate Bordeaux, our father and men's outreach specialist. And that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at Indigenous Roots in St. Paul. And then on Tuesday, tomorrow, we have our recurring Wellanon meetings, which is the Native Al-Anon, facilitated by one of our treatment counselors, Cheryl Whitehawk. Those are virtual from 7 to 8 p.m., and the Zoom link can be found on our website at www.aifcmn.org/events. And then this coming Wednesday, we have our bi-weekly Wednesday Community Nights Drum and Dance with the American Indian Magnet School. And that's in partnership and collaboration with St. Paul Public Schools Indian Ed, as well as Undayung. They also do a craft night there as well, drum and dance and a shared meal. And then on Thursdays, we have our recurring traditional crafting group, which is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at the American Indian Family Center. That is led by Laura Dorn and Sasina Samreath, who are both experienced crafters. And then Thursday nights, we have our recurring Wellbriety 12 Steps meeting, which is virtual. It is the same link of the same Zoom link from the Wellanon meeting. And that is from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. virtual. And the link can be found at www.aifcmn.org/events. This Friday, we also have our monthly Women's Sweat with Cheryl Whitehawk. And all of the information for that can be found on our website. Meet up at 5 p.m. and get ready to go into the lodge at 6 p.m. And then last but not least, we have our singing with Sage DeMars. He is Spirit Lake Dakota. He sits on the Imanijashka drum, and he is leading a singing with Sage on Saturdays. It's bi-weekly, and it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch is provided, and it's a wonderful space for beginners, beginner kids. It's aimed for the younger youth through our youth services, and it's aimed towards the younger ones that are interested in learning how to sing, and eventually you can learn to sit on a drum at the Wednesday Community Nights Drum and Dance, and then later down the line sit on other drums. Again, if you're interested in that, please visit our website, mewhwopidawopilapinagigi.
Right on, Rayette Paltier, the American Indian Family Center update. Thank you so much. Hey, before we get going here, too, we've had some questions about who's promoting the 50-day, 50-state, 50-capital protest on Wednesday. And what I'm looking at here is, let's see here, key issues, protest. I'm trying to find who's leading this, but it's all over the internet. So that's one of the interesting things. I don't know if you've seen, Haley, who's putting that on, but it's a grassroots kind of thing here. And so we'll be there, and we got to do something. And that's one of the things that if you can't do anything, being there and supporting these kind of actions are very important. People do pay attention to what's going on, and we will hear, and we'll report on it too here at Native Roots Radio, Haley.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for more information, like sponsors and everything, I think if you just do a Google search quick and say protests happening on, you know, February 5th at noon at the state capitol buildings, you should be able to find some more information on there too, and we should provide you with more maybe tomorrow. Sure. Tomorrow's show.
Oh, now you're sounding like me now. Sure.
Before Wednesday, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's people are, you know, it's legit. And so we can share that out later.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the
poster. It's, yeah. What was that? The 505-5501 movement.
It's hard to say. It looks like 5051 movement.bsky.social.
Mm. Yeah. The 5001 is from Blue Sky Social, so that's where I think it's coming from. And
oh yeah,
geez, I'm a member of Blue Sky, and I got 400 followers now. And matter of fact, I just got to give Blue Sky a quick shout out. We're streaming there right now.
Cool. Look at us.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hey, there's other stuff going on this weekend, Robert, that I know we'll be at.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fun. Let's talk about this Minneapolis government thing here. That's going to be on February 8th from 9 to 4, and Haley will be there signing autographs, and I will be there shaking hands in a good way with my sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember, those germs are out there. Bring your hand sanitizer. There's going to be a lot of people. This is going to be at the Minneapolis Convention Center on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to register to beat that line at the door. So look up. It's called the Minneapolis Community Connections Conference. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to be there as Native Roots Radio in partnership with the city of Minneapolis because Minneapolis Air, Minneapolis American Indian Relations, and guest host Christine McDonald takes over one episode every month. I believe that's the second Wednesday of the month. So she'll be back next week.
And people can find us at booth 1012. Write that down.
Yeah, 1012. Like I said.
Text it to yourself.
Yeah, text it to yourself. Write it down. Write it on your hand. 1012 is our booth number. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of people. I think like they might have 2,000 booths there.
Wow. Yeah. And then that night, too, we got the at Johnson Senior High, we have the End of Young Powwow, which we do not miss, and the grand entry that is at 1 and 7, and we're going to run over there and try and get the 7 o'clock grand entry. And it's also on Sunday, too, from 5. They have 5 o'clock grand entry, so or feast at 5, I should say, and on Saturday, and then 1 p.m. for the grand entry on Sunday.
Yeah, the Inde Young Center's 26th annual Cherish the Children powwow. Wow, I can't say that. Annual Cherish the Children powwow. There it is.
Oh,
well, 26 years of that, huh?
Yeah, this is okay. It's live. It's gone now. No one heard you made that mistake. That's my feeling when we do live radio, which is almost every day.
Yeah, we'll just move on.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on, we're going to have Wendy with her sacred animal a portion up next, and this is Native Roots Radio, and we are resisting, and we are the resist experts. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio on the Week.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. Air stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis Air dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. That's mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Peace of mind shouldn't cost a fortune. We keep things simple at Shroman Law because we believe planning for your estate and end-of-life care shouldn't be stressful or expensive. Every client relationship starts with a free consultation so clients have the information they need before making important decisions. From there, we work closely with clients to ensure they are choosing the most efficient and cost-effective plans for their specific needs. Schedule a free consultation today at shromanlaw.com. That's shromenlaw.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and Wendy's been on the air for 9 years here on Native Roots Radio and is one of the founders of the show. And we learned so much from Wendy, and we love the Fun Facts Friday because we listen, and now we're like getting tested. And Haley, you're answering a lot of those questions that Wendy brings up.
Yeah, I got to be the only one who's listening.
Active listener.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. I have a couple of things happening. What's today? February. Started in February, but I just want to talk about a couple of things in January that the Humane Society of the United States got done. So first of all, I want to talk about the California wildfires. So the Humane Society of the United States did an awful lot of work helping animals and people during that time. Oh, my notes. My notes just fell on the ground. Okay, here we go. So the Humane Society of the United States, they coordinated disaster response between animal welfare and state agencies. What happened was they got, they gave California a substantial multi-year grant to Cal Animals, and which, when they did this, it led to the creation and staffing of dedicated positions to coordinate disaster response between animal welfares and state agencies. So that's one of the really wonderful things that the Humane Society of the United States does. They also worked with many local shelters in the area trying to get animals out and placed elsewhere so that they could bring more animals in. And they worked really hard doing that. Earlier in January, January 3rd, rescuers went to Oklahoma. So they went to Oklahoma and they staked out. They were in the parking lot in Oklahoma, and they were working with the Grady County sheriffs. They got word that a residence in the area had lots of animals out. And during this time, they were freezing temperatures. So they were freezing temperatures below zero. So the animal rescue team and the law enforcement officials all met, and they had their hand warmers and they were handing out all this stuff, and they were strategizing on what they were going to do. So when the rescuers were finally arrived on the scene of this residence, they don't tell you exactly where it was. They were greeted by shivering dogs. So all these dogs were outside. They were chained outside. They hardly had any protection. They had no water. They had no food. They had plastic crates and igloos for barrels. If you go on YouTube and you go on to see these, plastic igloos that they use for dogs, they think it's a shelter. It's not. It helps against rain. That's all it does. Actually, inside, it's sometimes even colder than it is outside. So the dogs ranged from Rotties to pit bulls to English bulldogs. There was a Great Pyrenees and several Shih Tzus. So I always like, Shih Tzus, that's Wanda, So
yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah. So the veterinarians who were able to look at these dogs noted that most of the dogs were underweight, had protruding ribs and rib bones, and that several had untreated wounds. When the team, they also said that this is one of the most outrageous rescues that they had in a long time. The team rounded the corner and they spotted a pig standing in an empty trough. She looked curiously, wiggling her nose, and the team members saw there was no food or water in her enclosure. Across the fence, two goats were paced near a frozen solid water trough, one of them limping terribly. The team continued to walk through this residence and came upon a murky above ground pool. And the responders waited in the pool to see what was going on there. And there was 20 koi, even the fish that were in this water under the frozen needed to be rescued. And they even rescued the koi. So not only the dogs, not only the pig, not only the goats, but the koi in the koi pond, because they had no food and the
koi
water
is a
was.
Fish?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like a big giant goldfish.
Yeah.
They're kind of like carp, I think.
But
I don't
colorful.
Know. Anyway, they came and they did this. So, you know, this is just one of the, you know, many things that the Humane Society also does. Oh, this is what made it strange. So they walked around. They keep walking around. These animals keep coming, popping up. You have to remember, they're in Oklahoma. It's freezing temperatures. They're with the sheriff's department. You know, they're wading through mud and snow and it's cold. And all of a sudden they hear hello, and it was from a parrot. Parrot. They rescued a parrot. He was in a dingy cage. He had no food.
Hello.
They also found over nearly 100 exotic birds.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, in this one residence.
100?
Living, what's that, Haley?
100, you said?
100 birds, yeah. Nearly 100 exotic birds living in filthy, barren cages with no enrichment. The cages were way too small, and there was one bird, a parrot, that was also found to have a broken tail feather, which veterinarians determined resulted from living in a cage that was too small.
Dude.
Yeah, they also had several cats wandered around the garage and throughout the property, including an extremely friendly, thin black kitten who stood on the responder's clipboard purring while she took notes.
I want that.
Yeah. So it says here, our team and law enforcement officers huddled to work out a plan to safely evacuate and look at all these animals and to get them in, you know, safe places where they could be evaluated, rehabilitated. By nightfall, the temperatures had returned and the team moved back in to get more of the animals out. Unfortunately, there were some animals, some roosters that they used for fighting. Those, unfortunately, many of them had to be humanely euthanized because they were just too sick. It's really hard to place roosters, I think. And So it's really unbelievable. The next morning, Jessica Johnson, who is the senior director of the animal rescue team, visited the temporary facility where in-depth veterinary exams were underway. Something that was striking on scene was how silent the exotic birds were, she said. But once we got them out of there and into the appropriate housing in groups, they started chattering and singing. And that's a sign of happy birds. So I'm really happy that the Humane Society of the United States is able to go in. They get tips, right? So they get tips that these animals are out there in residence, you know, a hoarding situation or an extreme, you know, case like this where all the animals that were on this residence were not taken care of. They weren't given proper food or shelter or care. And I just, you know, I don't understand if people are having problems with their animals to reach out and get help, because there is help out there. There is resources. There are organizations, not only like the Humane Society of the United States, but other rescue organizations that can go in and help out. You know, it doesn't say anything about the people, if they were arrested, if they, you know, what happened with them. But if you see something that doesn't look right, if you see animals out in the cold and they're locked up or you feel something is wrong, say something. Just call law enforcement because the Oklahoma Sheriff's Department worked very closely with the Humane Society of the United States to get all of these animals out in a safe spot. So I'm really happy that this happened. I can't imagine, you know, thinking about these animals, like how long have they been there? How, you know, have the dogs been there for years? How about this, you know, poor pig who had like no water? And
the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time on Overtime with Maggie Dunn, do we really need to know what's going on with avian flu? Also, should pardons of the January 6th rioters apply to murder plots and child porn charges? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Plane crash in Toronto. The Delta flight, 80 aboard, coming to rest upside down at the airport, went on fire. Everyone lived. Toronto Pearson Airport Fire Chief Todd Aiken.
Upon arrival, my team conducted fire suppression. Self-evacuation was already taking place.
At least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. The cold is life-threatening in parts of the heartland. Harsh cold descending on the nation's midsection with a polar vortex gripping the Rockies and northern plains. It's been a streak of wild and dangerous weather. Weekend storms pummeling the eastern U.S., floods killing at least 13 people. Death toll from flooding in Kentucky after torrential rains over the weekend now standing at 12. The Kremlin confirming that senior U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks in Saudi Arabia starting tomorrow on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. Ukraine says no deal unless it gets a seat at the table. This is ABC News.
I'm James.